And the rest of you stay where you are. Animal World continues until noon right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
The preceding hour of Martha Norwalk's Animal World was brought to you by Jones & Company Pets. Their goal is happy, satisfied customers enjoying happy, healthy pets.
Listening to Martha Norwalk's Animal World right here on your alternative talk station, 1150 AM KKNW Seattle.
This hour of Martha Norwalk's Animal World is brought to you by Canada Pet Foods. Superior quality in every bag and can.
The Norwalk, and welcome you to the second hour of this week's holiday edition of Animal World. You can find us here every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here at Alternative Talk, AM 1150. You can tune us in on the radio dial. You can tune us in on the internet via streaming audio. That means you can share us with your family and friends around the country, around the world. If they've got internet access, now the best way to get there, go to the Animal World website. That would be www.marthanorwalk.com. Click on the Listen Live icon in the upper right-hand corner of the homepage. That will click you through to the 1150 KKNW website. Click on Listen Live again, and that will bring up the instructions that you need to stream the show. And you will find all kinds of wonderful things for you on the website. There is a link to the audio archives on the homepage. Gary's apologies for last week's show not being loaded yet in that audio archive, but he was working on no sleep, and he will get it to my webmaster today, and it will go up with today's show, so you'll have two shows to listen to. There, if you click on current events, come up with all the current events, and if you're looking for all of the events happening today, www.marthanorwalk.com. Click on current events. They're all listed there. And of course, I will go over them with you again before the end of this hour with all the other items on the current events list. There is a contact Martha link on the website, so you can send me an email to my home office, and I would be delighted to hear from you. However, if you need my services as an animal behavior therapist and trainer, I don't work via email. You can send me background information that way, but the best way to get a hold of me, and always, is to bug my voicemail at Martha's Canine, Feline, and All Creature Counseling. Call me at 206-525-2016. That's 206-525-2016. And did I tell you that I'm a great Christmas gift? You could give my, well, not me. You can't give me away for Christmas, but you give my services away. If you know somebody that has problems with their animal friends, and by the way, I always do a free telephone evaluation. So it's always worth giving me a call. And if I can't help you, I probably know who can. So I'll refer you on. Or we'll take care of the problem quickly over the phone, or we'll set up an appointment to deal with it. So I'd love to hear from you about that. Now, if you are sending a current events or submitting a current events item for the show and the website, please do so via email. It's easier for me to get to Ron to the webmaster that way. If you need to post something, mail something to Animal World, the Animal World mailing address is 4012 41st Avenue Northeast, Seattle, Washington 98105. That's 4012 41st Avenue Northeast, Seattle, Washington 98105. Now, if you're interested in Dr. Al Pluckner's work, the book is Pets at Risk, From Allergies to Cancer, Remedies for an Unsuspected Epidemic. It is the Breakthrough Endocrine Immune Balance Program. Now, you can get it through Amazon.com. You can get it through Dr. Al's website. That would be www.drplechner.com. And watch for the new website going up any time now. And there's also a human compendium of articles on the same subject. And you can get either book from the publisher's website as well, which is newsagepress.com, or through Dr. Al's website. All right, let's get back to our subject at hand. Dr. Al?
Yes.
I'm wondering, are you celebrating the holidays down there? Do you have yourself a Christmas tree or anything, or lights
going
on?
Well, actually, it's family, the Doan family from Illinois that I've worked with in helping mom and dad with their problems, and their little girls now are growing. I think I mentioned.
Well, I think we've talked. Yeah, apparently the girls were not growing, and they were consulting.
They were put on too much thyroid, and I was able to talk to their physician to reduce it. And Muriel, who I think is six now, five something, was 3 feet tall, and within probably 6 to 8 weeks, she had grown an inch and a half. And her baby teeth are now falling out.
Oh, that's great.
And the point of it was they sent me a Christmas package
with a little
Christmas tree in it and all kinds of goodies. And
oh, how fun.
And so I kind of, in my apartment, I put this up in the window and share it with all the neighbors. It's one of these things that it kind of lights up and it changes colors. It's really quite unique.
Maybe a fiber optic deal.
That's what it is. Yeah. It is fiber optic, and it's really a great deal. So they're taking good care of me. I have to work. They've got me working Christmas Eve and New Year's Eve from noon to at least 7:30, because I was on for Thanksgiving Eve, and that was from 12 to 9 o'clock at night.
Wow.
I was lucky to get out of there by 9:30, and it was busy, too.
Well, it sounds like you're the veteran. Now, is that normal operating hours for veterinary hospitals down there?
Well, for this one, Dr. Baum tries to provide services and stuff, so...
Because we don't have veterinary hospitals that have hours like that,
well,
12 to 9 o'clock at night and stuff.
It's mainly seven. Like I think Monday through Friday is 7:30 till 9 o'clock at night, and they do appointments, walk-ins, a whole bit, and then on Saturdays it's actually 8 to 4, and Sunday 9 to 4. So it's a 7-day deal.
They open on Sundays too. Wow. Yeah. I don't think we've got anything like that going on up here.
So. Well, you know, the thing is too. I think he realizes that the emergency hospitals are really, really good, but they can be very, very expensive, and a lot of people just can't afford it. Mm-hmm. And it's kind of nice if you just come on in, either with an appointment or do a walk-in and sit there until you can be seen.
Well,
so he provides a good service, and, you know, the hours are long, but, you know, the people are nice, the animals are great, and, you know, from my standpoint, it's nice being back in practice.
All right. I'm still on my holiday decorating jag here. Gary, are you decorated for the holidays at home?
Yeah. We're getting our tree today, too.
Oh, you're going to get your tree? Now, you'll have to protect it from little Finley, huh? Because she must be pretty mobile by now.
Yeah, we're interested in... We think she's going to be very interested in the tree.
Well, I'll tell you...
We'll just cut all the limbs off the first 3 feet. You'll be fine.
Well, I'll tell you, because I was just chuckling, listening to the Jingle Cats music and the bells, because what's inadvertently happened at my house... I mean, I have my big tree up, but I have a fake tree, but it's so fake. It's really a good one. It looks real. And it looks so real that the cats even think that it's real. And up at the farm, I didn't have room, and I never did an indoor tree, because after all, I had young Abyssinians, and they're like, you know, peel them off the wall brand. I mean, the tree would not have survived. But now they're old enough that they can learn to leave stuff alone. But I have lots of chimes and bells on the tree, which has worked out very well, because I know if I hear the tree start ringing, I know that one of those Abyssinians is chewing on a branch. And, you know, it's a fake tree. And so the rules are that if you chew on the tree and ring the bells, then you have to go downstairs and the door gets shut. And so they learn very quickly. It's like,
great,
you know, the timeout for
that's when you grab your squirt gun with water, see?
Well, yeah, except that... you have to aim, and you have to have it, and you have to do all of that. And I found with them that separation and isolation away from the rest of the group hits them harder than anything else.
Yeah, I can believe that.
Especially seeing the house, because when my dad was there, we lived in the downstairs, and he lived in the upstairs, and there was no mixing between his cats and mine.
Mm-hmm.
So now that they have run of the whole house, of course, you know, the grass is always greener on the other side. So they think being upstairs is way cooler than being downstairs. So if they get sent back downstairs, that's like, oh, we don't want to do that anymore. So it has proven very successful in deterring unwanted behavior. And in fact, I've used this technique for... Well, you know, Abyssinians just don't have any manners. I mean, they'll grab food right out of your mouth and all of that. So I had to teach them rules about the kitchen and staying off the counter while I'm preparing food or eating. Otherwise, it's okay to be on the counter. And boy, they actually now, when I'm preparing food in the kitchen, they don't even come in the room. Because they know it's like, we come in the room, it might not be able to help ourselves, and we might have to go after that food. So it's amazing how well that works. And I've used it for bugging the dog, because Abyssinians are dog crazy, and Annie's old enough now that she doesn't like to be bumped and rubbed 24/7.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so I have one cat that's dog crazy and that's particularly bad at bugging her. So I do that same thing. She has to go downstairs if he doesn't leave Annie alone, and so they've learned, and they're doing really, really well. So anyway, if you have young kids or you have animals that tend to go after the tree, put some bells on the tree. And I have like some Christmas-type wind chimes and that set, mm-hmm. because if they pull the tree,
then you know.
Then sure. you hear the bells.
And you can also put underneath the tree, tied to the tree, you can put balloons and things. If you have a dog that tends to get under the tree.
Oh, and because they pop it, it scares them.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. So
we've got, you know, Bert and Ernie, and they're all over the place, but these are cats. And Malachi, we've got three cats.
Ah, okay.
And Bert and Ernie are, every once in a while get up on the counter and want to check things out. But, you know, if you pick them up, love them, put them outside.
Yeah, mine go downstairs because mine aren't outdoor models. But it works. And that timeout, by the way, to be effective, folks, the timeout only needs to last for 3 minutes. Then you all's forgiven. You let them back out. And if they do the same thing, then you 86 them again, but double the time for 6 minutes. They come up, they do it again, double the time for 12 minutes. Most people time out their animal friends too long for them to make the association and understand what's going on.
It's a dunce hat that really gets them, though. You know?
Oh, we don't have a dunce hat. All right, let's take care of our advertisers and sponsors, and then we will get serious here and talk more about this. We'll go back to the history of this endocrine immune imbalance, because I know Helen's saying, come on, get with the program here, you guys. Tell us what we want to know. By the way, phone lines are open if you have an animal or human medical care question for Dr. Al. Local number, 425-373-5527 or 888-298-5569. Animal World continues straight ahead right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. A Naturally Four Paws is a health food store for pets. Naturally Four Paws provides a total shopping experience, offering only the highest quality natural, organic, and holistic pet supplies at moderate prices. A state-of-the-art self-service grooming facility and the highest level of personalized service. Naturally Four Paws is open extended hours and provides the best customer service to be found, including equal eco-friendly delivery. Naturally Four Paws has moved to a new Silverdale location at 9337 Silverdale Way Northeast in Silverdale Village, so stop by and check out the new store. Now partnering with local trainers, groomers, and veterinarians to offer in-store classes and seminars, give them a call, 360-337-2444. That's 360-337-2444. Or go to naturally4paws.com for more information.
Join Sports Tangle every Monday night from 8 to 9 p.m. right here on 1150 a.m. Brian Apker, Brian Bacon, Matt Zarter, and Gary Hill bring unique, entertaining, and thoughtful perspectives on Northwest sports and beyond. Visit sportstangle.com for more information. That's Sports Tangle every Monday night from 8 to 9 p.m. Wagon Tail's Liver Cookies, healthy, handmade treats for your dog that offer a heart full of love in every bite. Wagon Tail's Liver Cookies are made with only the highest quality human-certified ingredients that come from a local meat market and restaurant supply companies. They never use byproducts, wheat, corn, soy, or products with hormones or antibiotics. And dogs absolutely love them. Go to WagonTailsCookies.com to order this fabulous treat and read the heartwarming story about Willow, the inspiration for Wagon Tails Cookies.
The search is over. You found the station that's not afraid to be different. Alternative Talk, 1150 AM.
They're so cute. Hey, everybody, I'm Martha Norwalk, and we'll say thank you for spending your Sunday morning with us here on Animal World. Hope you do it every Sunday morning. We're here 9 a.m. to noon right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. It is Vet Sunday with Dr. Al Pluckner, author of Pets at Risk, From Allergies to Cancer, Remedies for an Unsuspected Epidemic, the Breakthrough Endocrine Immune Balance Program, and the Human Compendium of Articles that goes along with it. We have open phone lines for the rest of the show, and would welcome your calls for your animal or human medical care questions or anything you'd like to talk with Dr. Al about. Local number is 425-373-5527. Long distance within Western Washington, 888-298-5527. 800-259-5569. You can also send us an email to our Animal World Live email address. Very simple, animalworldlive@hotmail.com. animalworldlive@hotmail.com. And keep in mind that Sandy is not here today, so Gary's doing double duty. And when you call, he'll just put you on hold. You'll know the call's been answered because you'll hear the show playing in your ear. And then just hold on until we bring you up live on the air. All right, Dr. Al, we need to go back to basics and explain to folks what this endocrine immune imbalance is all about. So let's go back to the beginning, and you're, you know, vet out of vet school. You had already always had a special interest, I think, in the endocrine immune systems of humans as well as animals. So it wasn't unusual when you started. I think if I remember right, it all started with you going into practice down there in Southern California and having a whole lot of dogs coming in with skin problems and hot spots.
Correct. Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly, Martha. Go ahead.
And what the standard treatment was, give them cortisone.
Correct.
As an anti-inflammatory, which usually worked really well, but then the instructions, of course, were not to give it for too long because then the cortisone would cause problems.
Correct.
And so isn't that what started your investigation with this endocrine immune stuff?
Yeah, it did, and what became apparent, or, you know, from a common sense standpoint, you kind of wonder sometimes how come the cortisone is working so well?
Yeah.
Is it that great a synthetic product that we're shooting into the body? You know, and then realizing that naturally we do produce cortisone out of our cortisol out of the middle layer adrenal cortex. Could it be for these many, many years that unwittingly we have been funding a deficiency in natural cortisol? And that's how it started. So I started measuring the cortisol, and lo and behold, it wasn't there. It was depressed. And so we were doing, we were funding an imbalance that we were not aware of. But in funding that imbalance, even today's, if you will, professionals often don't realize that when you identify the imbalance and you fund that imbalance, that in dogs and people, what will happen is because as a side effect of this, the estrogen levels out of the adrenal are very high, and they block the use of thyroid hormones. So in that instance, you can imagine giving a hormone to a person or an animal, and in 24 hours it's still there because metabolically the liver's slow. Those organs that break the hormone down, whether it's cortisol, testosterone, progesterone, whatever it is, it can't break that hormone down in a proper amount or significant levels within 24 hours. So you've got a residue. So therefore, with the use of cortisone replacement, they say, well, you can only use it for a certain period of time. Well, sure, because they're not looking at the thyroid with this.
Right.
And once you do that, in 24 hours, that amount of replacement hormone is broken down the way it should be, so you don't get a buildup.
Yeah, so you don't get the negative side effects. We will come back to this discussion, and we'll actually explain in understandable terms what this is all about, and then for Helen, of course, what to do about it. But I promised phone priority, and we thought there was something wrong with the phone, but we actually had someone waiting, so I apologize. Let's bring Heather up.
Hi.
Heather, good morning. Welcome to Animal World. You're live with Dr. Al.
Hi.
Where are you calling from, Heather?
I'm actually in Ocean Shores, Washington right now.
Oh, you are? One of my favorite places.
I just moved here a couple days ago.
Well, how great is that? Are you listening on the computer?
No, we don't have our computer set up. It's taken us 2 weeks to get our internet. I'm actually on my cell phone. And a friend of mine had suggested that I call this number. She's called before to talk to the doctor about her dog
who
has seizures. And I'm actually calling about my daughter, who started having seizures back late September.
You said that your daughter. How old is your daughter?
She turned a year on Thanksgiving Day.
Oh, she's only a year old?
Yeah.
And she started having seizures when?
It was towards the end of, she started doing this kind of jumping movement that looked almost like a startle reflex when she, about late September. And we took her in to have an EEG done because I was concerned about it. I actually thought it was her gastroesophageal reflux, and based on the abnormal EEG, she was prescribed a medication called zonisamide, and within 8 hours of taking it, she started having grand mal seizures. So we've been kind of in this fighting relationship with pediatric neurologists trying to figure out, I want to know what's going on. They want to treat the symptoms. And I'm hitting a wall with these people. So I guess I'm wondering if there are any suggestions of where I can go from here.
Well, Dr. Al, what do you think?
Well, you know, if they've not been able to identify any embryological lesion or something that's causing this for her, it's interesting that she overreacted to the anti-epileptic.
Can I mention she was born with an imbalanced chromosomal translocation between the short arm of her 16th and her 12th chromosomes, mm-hmm. and she was born with Pierre Robin syndrome. She also has kidney reflux and hearing loss.
Holy mackerel. Now, Dr. Al, you understand all of that?
Yeah, I'm listening.
Okay, I just wanted to mention that because I do think that is all contributing to her sensitivity to the medication.
It sounds like it's a multiple warhead is what it sounds like.
It is. It
sounds like the baby, you know, has got a number of things, and the medical effect happens to be, you know, seizures, so on and so forth. You know, and you're talking about minimal, like, petite to grand mal.
Yeah.
And the thing is, what could be done, and it may not have anything to do with this, Heather, but it might be a little different direction for you to look at. I'm sure they've checked your blood sugars to make sure hypoglycemic. And then, again, you could look on the web, and the next time that they do take blood from the little baby, they may want to look at her total estrogen, her cortisols, what her immune system is doing, the IgG, the antibody production, if you will. Just making sure that even with the genetic imbalances which cause these effects, it's a little bit like going to doing your DNA, going, well, you're predisposed to cancer, you're predisposed to diabetes, renal disease. You're going, okay, that's fine. Thank you for letting me know. Okay, what are we going to do about it?
Right.
How are we going to avoid the possibility of that occurring? And what I found in many instances, the regulation of the there's a teeter-totter effect in people and animals between natural active cortisol and total estrogen. And
okay.
That estrogen does come out of the adrenals. And in a baby, the estrogen there, obviously, there's no ovarian estrogen. And it
right.
might not be a bad idea to look at this endocrine immune blood panel. But one of the problems is most of the labs, 99% of the labs, are not doing the test correctly and even handling the blood the way they should. And on the website, there is a National Diagnostic Services that will tell you how to handle the blood, where it should be sent, so on and so forth. And this is something you can talk to your pediatrician about, because
okay.
if they do any blood tests on the baby, it's very simple to do an extra red top, what they call serum separator, little tube that can be refrigerated, frozen, what have you, and then sent in a refrigerated state, just to make sure that the child does not, with these genetic imbalances, have imbalances in production of certain hormones that regulate the immune system.
Okay.
Because when that does occur with idiopathic, as they call it, epilepsy, foods can cause seizures, medications.
I changed her food.
Huh?
I changed her food. They had her on Neocate, which the first ingredient was corn syrup solids. And so I created a goat's milk formula because my breast milk wasn't pumping enough, and tried to put all of the nutrients in it that she would need, and she actually got better after that.
Well, see, most of them are food. The thing that I found, please forgive me, I am a plain rap veterinarian, and I am not a physician, but I'll tell you what. With all my idiopathic animals that I've seen and worked with, and there have been hundreds and hundreds of them, there is a food base. And the reason for this is, with this hormone antibody imbalance, one of the antibodies that's supposed to protect the gut, which is, you know, and the kidneys and the eyes and the ears, all the mucous membranes in the body, they call it an IgA antibody. And when that is below 70 in a person or an animal, it opens that patient up to not only food sensitivities, but vaccine reactions, bee sting reactions, you name it. The whole thing is there. And the thyroid, again, whether it's primary or secondary to high estrogen, can't work. So anything going into that patient is going to be an overdose. It's 30 bee stings, not one. And that's why with infants, when the maternal antibody is gone, it's very simple just to do four hormone tests, which would be cortisol, T3, T4, and total estrogen. And the thing is, in working with some of these children, we found that John Hopkins has levels, the Mayo's Clinic has levels, but they're extreme levels. They're empirical levels. And as you know, one of the problems is why salivary tests have been created, why 24-hour urine tests have been created, is that you can have your hormones there, but unless you go look at it a certain way, you don't know if they're active or not. So the fact is that you have empirical levels doesn't mean a darn thing. It doesn't mean they work in your body. So for your baby, it might be a value next time they do a blood test to include something like this, just to make sure that she, in fact, can regulate and tolerate environmental input, including foods.
All right, now I'm going to interrupt here just for a moment because ordinarily we should be taking care of advertisers and sponsors, but let me just talk out loud here for a minute. Gary, I think because of what I want to do here, we will skip the break now and let's put them all together at 45, okay? So that, because I'm concerned about Heather, she's over in Ocean Shores, Dr. Al, and she doesn't have her computer up, so she can't listen to the show. So I want to be able, make sure, Heather, that you have all the information you need.
Okay.
So what I want to do is, right at this point, Al, how about if I describe this basic endocrine immune imbalance?
Please do.
Because you like the way I describe it. Cause
absolutely.
Because I have to make it understandable.
I even understand it when you describe it. It makes it even better for me, too.
All right. So, and then, Heather, depending on what you get charged on your cell phone, if you've got unlimited service, we could leave you on hold for the rest of the show so you could listen if you wanted to.
Okay. Yeah, I can do either that or, well, my phone might go dead. But, and I have 3 minutes on the weekends, but I have a really bad battery.
Because you know you can. And also, once your computer is up down there, you can go back and listen to the archive shows on my website.
Okay, that would be great.
Okay.
Yeah.
Right. But now, so for you and for everybody else and for Helen and Duval, this basic endocrine immune imbalance, as you describe it, Dr. Al, this applies to dogs, cats, horses, and humans.
Correct.
And one is either born with it. So it's, you know, it's genetic in nature, but you're either born with it or it's acquired at some point during your life because of toxic exposure or stress or whatever, or it's a result of old age. And what's going on is the...
I don't want to hear that, but go ahead.
Okay. Well, the adrenal glands, for whatever reason, are either not producing enough cortisol. Because cortisol is a normal hormone that our bodies have to have in the right amount in
every day
in order to be healthy. So the adrenal glands are either not producing enough cortisol, or the cortisol that is produced is defective in some way, so the body is not recognizing it and responding to it appropriately. So with the low or defective cortisol, what happens is that middle layer of the adrenal gland starts making estrogen. And this is the
inner layer. Yeah, the inner layer.
The inner layer of the adrenal glands start making estrogen. And this is what's been missed in human and veterinary medicine is this adrenal estrogen. And that's why this imbalance, if you will, applies to males, females, spayed, neutered. It doesn't matter because it has nothing to do with ovaries or testicles. This is adrenal estrogen. Now,
well, you know, real quickly, just as a point here, in just showing with women, for example, that are still menstruating, the thought is, I think medically, is that all the estrogen comes out of the ovary. So they have a follicular phase, they have a luteinizing phase, and how you can determine all of this and your adrenal estrogen is on the seventh day of a woman's cycle where the ovarian estrogen is the lowest. You do your total estrogen at that time, then you do it at the end of the month when the ovarian estrogen is the highest. The difference is adrenal estrogen. But it is included now. It's totally thought that it's, and I've seen papers that say, well, there's no adrenal estrogen. It's very low. We don't even worry about it. Well, as you know, in dogs and cats that have had complete ovariohysterectomies, you know, outside of ingestion of soy, pomegranates, whatever that has natural estrogen, where is this stuff coming from? It's coming
right,
out.
Right, because they have, yeah. So at any rate, once that estrogen gets high enough, it then binds other hormones in the body and prevents them from working. So particularly the thyroid hormones. And, of course, you know, thyroid regulates the metabolism and so forth. And so when the thyroid hormones aren't working, then the antibodies deplete. And then what manifests in signs or symptoms depends on a lot of factors. And as your book says, from allergies to cancer, it can be
right.
just about anything. And seizures
right.
are on the list. Inflammatory bowels, I mean, all kinds of stuff. Also behavior, fear and aggression. So Dr. Al has created a blood panel test that can be run to diagnose this imbalance, and it's called an EI1 for endocrine immune test, and it tests total estrogen, cortisol, T3, T4 hormone, thyroid hormones, and then three antibodies, IgA, IgG, IgM. IgA is the hormone or the antibody that Dr. Al mentioned that protects mucous membranes.
And when it's, when it's low, like you have said, mm-hmm. when it's below a certain level, if a medication doesn't work and they change the medication, we'll try this, try that. It doesn't matter because it's not getting into the bloodstream.
Right. And that's why you can have symptoms of a low thyroid problem, but test an animal or a human, and the blood levels of the hormones test normal. But like Dr. Al said, just because they're there doesn't mean they're working. So, this particular EI1 blood test panel that Dr. Al has developed, that is currently only run by one lab in the country, and it's a veterinary lab, NVDS in California, but they do run human blood, so the test can be run there. Heather, the other thing you need to know is that Dr. Al is available for consultations with you or with your doctor, your daughter's doctors, and you do that through your website, don't you, Al?
Right. If they're interested, because this is obviously it's a test that can control these problems, but also it's a test that can prevent them. And
okay.
You know, I hope will come, and you can predict this in animal parents before they're bred. And I think in young people like yourself, the interesting thing is to do the panel on both you and your husband just to see what you're going to be passing on to your offspring, your baby.
That's a good idea.
What you do is as soon as the maternal antibody has dissipated in the baby, you check these levels to make sure that they don't need to be corrected so that down the road we don't have juvenile diabetes, we don't have tumors, we don't have all those things that, as you have said, Heather, and you've nailed it right on the head, they're treating the effects. They want to treat the effects,
mm-hmm.
which it's not to say you can't, because you don't need the patient to suffer. You need to treat the effects, but you also need to identify the cause and get that corrected. So, like with many things, catastrophic diseases, cancer, they'll say, well, we're in remission now, but I know it's going to come back. Well, sure, it's going to come back because
right.
the cause has never been looked at.
So that
makes sense?
Yeah. Yes, and that's been my main problem with all of the doctors is they're like, well, you know, we're not ever going to know. And I'm like, come on, you people, this is what you do for a living.
Yeah, well,
I'd want to figure it out.
Well,
this is a better way for them to look at it. And, you know, they can't balk at it because nobody's asking them to act upon it. All that you're asking, Heather, to for them to do is include an extra tube that you can send to a lab to see if, in fact, it will shed some light for your baby to make a difference for her life. And that's all you're asking them to do. And if they say, you know what, we can't do that. Then you say, you know what, I'll find a different professional.
Well, and, right. and like you say, Dr. Al, it never hurts to test. You don't have to treat, but it never hurts right. to test and know. And it's interesting, Dr. Al also says, Heather, that diagnosing and stabilizing this imbalance does not necessarily replace normal treatment protocol for that particular whatever it is.
Right.
In other words, if a patient has cancer, and we run the blood test panel. And by the way, in this EI1 panel, a classic imbalanced panel, you would have very high estrogen, usually low cortisol, often normal or low thyroid hormones, and then low antibodies. And that's what shows you that the patient has the imbalance.
And the beauty of this, too, is the realizing the hormones regulate the immune system. The immune system does not operate independently, period. And the neat part about it is in identifying these immune levels, these antibody levels, that's your titration levels, because as you modify the estrogen by giving the patient a certain amount of active cortisol, you'll know how much to give based upon what your antibodies are doing. Once they're normal, once the thyroid's normal, once the cortisol is doing what it's doing, and maybe many times cortisol won't change. It'll be low. The only thing that is handling this is the fact that the patient is taking oral or injectable or transdermal cortisols or progesterones. And all you're doing is you're normalizing the immune system so that the cells will protect you and not hurt you and turn against your body.
Yeah, I want to finish my train of thought there just so that Heather understands. Like, again, the example of cancer. We've got a patient with cancer. We test them. They have the endocrine immune imbalance. We would treat and regulate that. But say that form of cancer, say it could be surgically removed. Well, Dr. Al would still recommend surgically removing it.
Of course.
It's a form of cancer that's been shown to respond to radiation or chemo or whatever, and if that were a route you chose to go, you could still do that. It's diagnosing and stabilizing the imbalance just makes all of that stuff work better. Some physical problems just go away as a result of stabilizing the endocrine immune imbalance. And I had to have a chuckle because, Dr. Al, you said that Heather and her husband ought to test themselves.
We should, actually.
To see if you have it, because it is passed on. And I was going to say, my little chuckle was, my goodness, Heather, if you and your husband both have it, maybe you won't want to breed anymore.
Well, actually, I can't. She inherited her imbalanced translocation from me. I didn't know about it until after she was born. I have a balanced chromosomal translocation. So that's how she got hers. So I wouldn't be surprised at all if she did inherit it.
Yeah, because we know, like with dogs, Dr. Al, you know you can breed away from this if you test the parents.
You can breed it out as well as breed it in. But you know, with a young couple,
you wouldn't breed two dogs that have a serious imbalance.
And cats.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, but with people, it would be nice, though, Heather, to, as you have realized, and obviously you're very intelligent and articulate, you know what you have and, you know, what your husband will have or not, but what will then be passed on to your baby so that before, and, you know, obviously this has started early in her life, but often it does not, the imbalances and things don't really cause problems till a little bit later in life. And the nice part about it is I've done family studies where all the women, and they're all over the world, I mean, they're not in one area where the environment's causing this, all have this propensity to develop breast cancer. And the interesting thing is in doing this endocrine immune thing, and before the cancer occurs, you can avoid the whole thing by correcting it, because the cancer is a medical effect, period. It's not primary. It never will be. It never has been. But it isn't realized yet either, and it's pathetic to see this where you know you can make a difference, but the problem is in identifying something like this as a plain rap veterinarian, they're kind of looking at what rock did you crawl out of. And I'm going, it was a good rock. Come on.
Yeah, no, it would be a very good idea, Heather, if you got both of the books that Dr. Al has available right now.
And okay.
The Pets at Risk book, not because, you know, we're not talking about pets with you, but it would be very good for you to read it to give you a much better understanding of what this is all about. But then he also has the Human Compendium of Articles that, you know, relates this to human stuff, and you can get that through Dr. Al's website, right, Dr. Al?
Right, and these are, Heather, these are all articles that have been published in MD journals all over the world, medical offices, towns, and so it's something you could take to a, if you had an interested pediatrician, that you could take to them one article, whatever, to explain the mechanism to see if they'd be interested in even sharing a blood sample. You know, so we can see if there's something there where it this may not even be involved, but if it is, it can make a difference, and it needs to be identified one way or the other. Going, hey, you know, we did it. It wasn't involved. We'll move into a different area for management. For
it would be an excellent thing to know, though, wouldn't it? I mean, that would be. We'd want to know if your daughter has it or not. If she has it, I'd be going, woohoo, there's something we can do. You know, this may be underlying the whole thing.
Well, Heather, the fact that she got better on the food, that's got to tell you something.
Well, to me it did, but there was also a change in her medication that accompanied that. She started taking a new medication, but one thing that's interesting is her seizures have, like, over the past several weeks since we changed medications and then her food, she's gotten better. And she's, like, right now only been doing little jerks, kind of, and when she does kind of tense up, if we bounced her or she has a G-tube in her stomach, if we vent out the gas from her stomach, they go away. Mm-hmm. And we told the pediatric neurologist about this, and the lady we saw, she kind of poo-pooed me about it, like I was making it up or something.
Hmm.
Well, the thing is, with that gas production, so on and so forth, with the relief of it, obviously the pain, whatever, all goes up into the brain. And if it's processed in a certain manner, it can cause electrical activity, of which basically you can have a seizure if that's the end thing. Now, if you can control her with foods and medication, she can be fine the rest of her life. Which, you know, mission accomplished. Just that this might take her up and over the crest a little bit in showing that, yeah, these imbalances are accentuating her problems. And if we can get those corrected, we might be able to back off some of this stuff. And, again, be aware of the fact there are certain vitamins and things like B vitamins that are all wonderful and all. But, however, in an imbalance, that can ring the bell of the immune system. So as you know, Heather, as you experiment with her, and if you add anything to her food, what you've got to do is you do a little teeny bit every single day for 7 days. Because what can happen is you can give her something this Saturday and nothing, and she can have a horrible seizure next Saturday going, I didn't give her anything. Yeah, you did. We had a delayed reaction.
Yeah, right. Sometimes, because what you need to know for sure about this imbalance is that you could diagnose it, you can stabilize the imbalance, but food allergies don't go away.
Right.
And even if her immune system and endocrine immune system is regulated, if she eats something she's allergic to, it will trigger the signs, you know, the symptoms in her. So you're going to have to be very careful about her food, and that will be a lifelong thing.
Can I ask one real quick question, too?
Let me just ask you this, because we've got to take care of our advertisers and sponsors, and I've got to do current events. Do you want to hold on, and we'll bring you back when we're ready to talk about stuff again? What's your question? Let's see if we can get it.
Okay, well, I just wanted to know, are there long-term side effects to anti-seizure medications?
Good question.
If the imbalance is not there and the liver is working correctly, no.
Okay.
But if
usually not. But how you tell is if you're concerned about it, like with a lot of the blood pressure stuff, the cholesterol stuff, it does hit the liver. So what do you do? You check the liver.
Right.
Two liver enzymes if you have to when she goes in for a checkup and see if, in fact, the enzymes are elevated. If they're not, there's not a problem. And while you're doing this, too, you can use things. Talk to your physician about this. Milk thistle. There's certain amino acids, inositol, choline, methionine, that protect the liver. They're liver protective factors. So you could be treating her liver anyway while she's taking this, and then every once in a while check her liver enzymes, see if it is causing irritation. That way you've got fact to go on, and you're going, well, no, this is okay. I don't think it's hurting her. Hey, let's find out if it is or not.
Yeah,
if it is,
exactly.
Let's go in a different direction.
And, Heather, you need to know Dr. Al is here the first Sunday of every month.
Okay.
Also, you can contact him via email through his website, which is drplechner.com. And he obviously will. You just have to remind him if you send him an email that you're the Heather that talked to him on Martha's show.
Okay, I will do that.
And he'll know so that you can be in touch. And because we've got to run now, but I want you to do one more thing for me now that you're in Ocean Shores. When you have a chance, I want you to go to the home port. And will you have a plate of razor clams for me?
Oh, of course. I love clams.
Homeport has the best razor clams on the planet.
I used to dig them in Gearhart.
Oh, they're outside. So if you would have a plate of razor clams and think of me when you eat them, I would love that.
I will do that.
All right.
Thank you very much for your help.
Thanks for calling Animal World. And will you stay in touch with us and let us know what's going on?
I will definitely. And I'll be contacting Dr. Al.
Okay, great, Heather. Thanks for calling.
Bye.
Bye-bye. All right. We got to quickly catch up with all our advertisers and sponsors. We're going to do current events, and then we'll see where we are at the top of the hour. And but we'll be here till noon, so stay with us. Animal World continues right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
Addiction's new grain-free foods may be just the thing you need to make a change in your pet's life. Free from byproducts, corn, wheat or soy, Addiction contains only the finest premium proteins and the freshest ingredients. Think grain-free. Think Addiction Pet Foods. Available in all good pet stores.
This is Martha Norwalk, host of Animal World, and I'd like to talk to you about Robin Alexis. Although I liked Robin right away, I was skeptical at first. But let me tell you, that was unwarranted, and now I believe that Robin is the real deal. Often referred to as the metaphysical mother, Robin's a spiritual empowerment coach with incredible gifts. Robin's a medium, ghost and baby whisperer, medical intuitive, past life reader, animal communicator, and channel. In addition to being a radio and TV personality and author, she's also a Reiki master teacher. Simply put, Robin is amazing. I know because she's been helping me incredibly on many levels. Robin is nurturing, powerful, and did I say phenomenally gifted? Robin can help you too. Her books and personal one-on-one phone readings can change your life forever. Let Robin help you heal and release those blockages so you can experience life more fully. To schedule a reading, go to robinalexis.com, and while you're there, download a free copy of the first two chapters of her new book. That's robinalexis.com, or give her a call at 360-457-2993. That's 360-457-2993.
What is the Canada way? Pet foods that deliver superior quality in every bag and can, with no corn, wheat, soy, grain fractions, fillers, or byproducts, and naturally preserved. Canada's All Life Stages grain-free formula provides 80% meat protein with human-grade chicken, turkey, lamb, and fish, 20% vegetables and fruit, and 0 grains for wholesome nutrition and increased energy levels. Superior palatability, digestibility, and nutritional benefits. Discover why dogs love Canada. Available at a pet food retailer near you. Go to Canada.com for more information.
Living Music Radio, high vibe music and talk.
Treat yourself to Living Music Radio with Janet, Narion, and special guests.
Living Music Radio, high vibe music and talk.
It's all about the magic of music and sound. With all that's going on these days, there's a real need for positive, uplifting music and radio. Living Music Radio.
Living Music Radio. For showtimes, go to livingmusicradio.com.
Hey, if you've got dogs and cats, you need to know about my friends at the Academy of Canine Behavior and their fabulous cattery. They're in Bothell, located conveniently just off of 405, north of the 522 interchange. They've got great obedience classes. They've got great boarding, board and spoil, board and train. The only one in the country I recommend. A free behavior evaluation and the best doggy daycare facility that I've ever seen. It's huge. It's wonderful. And if you drive that north 405 corridor to and from work, how easy easy. Just pop off, drop your dog off at daycare, pick them up on the way home, and go home and relax. You don't have to exercise them. They're worn out. All you got to do is feed them. It's the Academy of Canine Behavior in Bothell. Give them a call, 425-486-9567, or online, www.aocb.com, and tell them Martha Norwalk sent you.
No other station brings you this much variety. Welcome to Alternative Talk, 1150 AM.
Martha Norwalk, and boy, we're winding down the second hour of this week's edition of Animal World already, but we're here every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. Let's see, we have got to get in a very quick current events. Let's see. I'm going to go through this stuff very quickly. Know that you can go at any time to the Animal World website, www.marthanorwalk.com, and click on current events for all the details. Remember the Double the Love at King County Animal Care and Control. You can get two kittens or two cats for the price of one. That is very cool. King County Animal Care and Control in Kent. Let's see. Humane Society is providing free spay and neuters for all pit bulls. It's a limited time offer, so take advantage of that. Seattle Animal Shelter has Santa Claus photos today at the shelter from noon to 4 p.m. They suggest a $25 donation to the Help the Animals Fund, and you get a print and digital photo. Mark your calendars. Next year's Humane Society's Tuxes and Tails, it's their 20th anniversary, and the tickets go on sale March 1st. The event itself will be on May 9th. Let's see here. Humane Society, home for the holidays celebration, December 13th and 14th, a special holiday celebration, and Santa photos, cider, hot chocolate, and pumpkin pie will be provided. That's noon to 6 p.m. at the Humane Society in Bellevue on December 13th and 14th. Let's see here. Celebrate the Humane Society Power of Companionships with their 2009 calendar. It's $15. Meow's 2009 calendars, Smitten with Kittens, is available for $10, $12 if you want it shipped. Call Meow at 425-822-6369. Meow's Holiday Open House, Craft Bazaar, and Bake Sale is today, the 7th, from 2 to 5 p.m. They're also having a pet food drive, so bring some dry or canned dog or cat food. Santa Pony Pictures at Equine Rescue Association in Marysville is today from 1 to 5. It's only $8, and you get a photo and a frame card. Remember, the Humane Society Holiday Pet Food Drive goes on now through December 30th. Look for drop-off barrels at most local Safeway stores. Fashion show to benefit the Humane Society, December 12th, 8 to 10:30 p.m. at the Odyssey Maritime Museum. It's a $45 admission. And the Humane Society is offering a great holiday special, free adoption for any cat 1 year of age or older. Woohoo! That's a great deal. And let's see, Seattle Animal Shelter's got a foster dog orientation that's free. It is December 13th from 1 to 2:30 at the shelter's conference room. You need to RSVP by email to sasfosterdogs@gmail.com. My goodness, I'm going so fast here. I'm choking myself. Let's see. Today, Ginger's Pet Rescue Adoption Event at Petco and Federal Way from noon to 4 p.m. And the King County Animal Care and Control will be at Kent Station on Saturdays from noon to 4 p.m., December 13th and 20th. They'll be there Wednesday evenings from 4 to 7 p.m., December 10th and 17th. It's an off-site adoption center. They'll have dogs and cats available to good homes and volunteers to answer all your questions at Kent Station, and they're located